Let's compare the iPhone 14 Pro with the regular iPhone 15 here in 2024. Each of these devices has their pros and cons, and it'll be interesting to see which one is for you and which one is an overall better phone. Let's take a look. So the iPhone 14 Pro released in September 2022, iPhone 15 obviously released 1 year later, 2023. And the iPhone 14 Pro weighs a little bit more substantial, just about 1.5 ounces more than the iPhone 15. Build quality is pretty much the same, except the 14 Pro has stainless steel versus aluminum. Not much of a difference there between build quality, because both of these are good. Neither of these have a physical nano SIM card slot, so that's a knock on both of these. They're both of them are eSIM only phones, so it's a little bit harder to switch phones and switch SIM cards, especially when you're traveling. Both of these have the same IP68 dust and water resistance, 6 meters for 30 minutes, so there's no difference there. Now, the big things we're starting to get into is the display, and you got the Super Retina display on both of these devices, except that the iPhone 14 Pro has a 120 hertz display versus the 60 hertz display on the iPhone 15. That's still the big difference between getting a Pro phone and a regular iPhone. But the iPhone 15 has the same 1000 and 2000 nits of peak brightness, respectively. So that's not a big difference there. Same screen size, 6.1. Another difference is the always on display is still only available to the iPhone 14 Pro. So if that's a difference maker for you, then the 14 Pro is still good right there. The 15 doesn't have it. Software, they're the same. They're going to be supported for years with the latest operating system, since they're only separated by 1 year. So don't worry about that. One surprising thing, though, is that the iPhone 15 and the 14 Pro both share the same A16 Bionic chip. So internally, this is one of the most important things that differentiates the Pro versus the regular iPhone is the chipset, but both of these are the same. So basically, the iPhone 15 is pretty much the internals is the same as the 14 Pro. Both of these have 128 gigs of internal storage, and both of them have 6 gigs of RAM. So if you care about just internals and pure speed and processing power, these will be the exact same internally. Now, so basically, it's mostly about the externals that make a difference on these devices. And now we're getting to the camera system. The 14 Pro has that extra telephoto lens. So it's 3 cameras versus 2. Not a huge difference. Both of these take overall great pictures and videos. Same thing with the selfie cameras, 12 megapixel shooters, 4K. Overall, great camera system on both, except you get that extra telephoto, which to me personally doesn't make too much of a huge difference. Both of these do share the dynamic island. So that was introduced on the 14 Pro. And now it carries over to the regular iPhone 15. So visually speaking, if you were to hold these devices by the front, nobody would notice a difference. When you turn them around, the camera, you get that extra camera. That's what's going to make you tell the difference between these devices. Both of these support Bluetooth 5.3. Same thing there. And then now we get to the bottom of the device. You flip the devices to the bottom. Now we're looking at a more substantial difference physically. You have a lightning port on the 14 Pro, USB-C on the iPhone 15. So that's going to be a big game changer, a big difference for a lot of people. You have the more modern USB Type-C. That's going to be going forward. Lightning is going to be a more legacy type of port. And eventually, it's going to be less and less frequent that you see the lightning port. So we're moving over to USB Type-C, and I could charge everything with the same cable. Both of these devices support Face ID. One difference is also the ultra wideband support. You got the first gen on the 14 Pro, second gen on the 15 Pro. Not a big difference. Battery, they're the same, pretty much around 3300 milliamps. Wireless charging, you get the same type of wireless charging speeds. 15 watt MagSafe and Qi2, same thing on the 15. Except the 15 also has that added 4.5 reverse wired charging for your AirPods or your Apple Watch, for example. And now the last thing I want to bring up is going to be price. And it's actually surprising because they're pretty much very competitively priced. If you get them used now, they're both going to be around $660, give or take, if you were to find those on Amazon, for example. And they come with a pretty much a brand new battery, and they're refurbished. I think that's the route you should go for when you pick either of these devices. So it makes this decision even harder if you, since they're the same price, you don't know which one to get. The main differences here is going to be not the internals of the device, because these have the same chipset, same amount of internal storage, same amount of RAM. So that's going to mean that you're pretty much going to get the same amount of updates on these devices. But so what are the real differences? The main differences are going to be the refresh rate of the screen and the charging port at the bottom. And also the third camera, which is telephoto. And I really do not think that the 14 Pro is much of a pro phone nowadays, since a lot of these newer things are coming on the iPhone 15. You got the newer USB-C type C charging, and you also get the reverse wire charging, and you get the dynamic island. So it really comes down to if you really care about that 120 hertz refresh rate, which will also give you the always on display. And that's about it. I do not see any real reason to have the 14 Pro if you could find the iPhone 15 at the same price. When the 14 Pro launched, it was a $1,000 phone. A year later, now you can get it for $600. And the iPhone 15, if you had a brand new, we could get it for around $800. And it has all the newer modern features. And the big one is USB Type-C. And if you really want that always on display and the 120 hertz refresh rate, then get the iPhone 14 Pro. But I think most people, 95% of people, will be perfectly happy just getting the iPhone 15 and finally moving on to USB Type-C, which I personally find a better charging port, more versatile. I use the same fast charger that charges my laptop, tablets, Android phones, now headphones. Pretty much everything is being charged by USB Type-C. So in the end, I think the better phone out of the two, if you had a choice with the exact same price point, I'd say get the iPhone 15. It's just more modern in the most important parts, and that's probably being the charging port. So that's been my comparison of the 14 Pro and the iPhone 15 in 2024. If you had to choose, go with the iPhone 15.